The Trump administration is ending DACA in March. It gave Dreamers until October to apply to renew their participation in the program, but 4,000 of them missed that deadline. Some of their applications got lost in the mail. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has the story of one undocumented Pennsylvania man who was arrested by federal immigration officers after the U.S. Postal Service misplaced his paperwork.
26-year-old Osman Aroche Enriquez is a stonemason and construction worker in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Outside of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices in Philadelphia, he tells me in Spanish what happened when he drove some coworkers to work last Monday.
El lunes pasado, íbamos para el trabajo.
It was about 8 in the morning when the Pennsylvania State Police flagged them down. Enriquez's driver's license, which is tied to DACA, had expired. He says about 40 minutes later, ICE came.
Como 40 minutos para que llegara migración.
Enriquez spent 4 days in immigration detention at York County Prison. ICE spokesman Adrian Smith says the agency released Enriquez after reviewing his case, but he'll have to go to another government agency to renew his participation in DACA, which protects some young undocumented immigrants from deportation. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says it will allow people like Enriquez, whose applications were lost or delayed by mail carriers, to reapply. But it's not clear what that timing will be. In the meantime, Enriquez had to check in with ICE.
All right, go, that's fine.
Monday morning, supporters cheered as he went into a gray office building on 8th Street, accompanied by his fiance and one-year-old son. His attorney, Andy Mahan, says ICE has been fair and reasonable since officers learned the details of Enriquez's case. But the arrest was still frightening.
This is what happens. And it's one thing when it's on paper to say we're repealing DACA.
He says it's another thing when you see people affected by it. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.